City. I soon found out that my lonely came along when he broke your heart. That's when you needed someone to help forget about him. I gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. Your lips when your face looks sad, it made me think about him and that you still loved him so. Didn't you know? But pretty soon I made you feel glad that you belonged to me, and love began to show. He hurt you then,
You are listening to DJ Boston Medium, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. We are in the middle, in the midst of this whole Pet Sounds tribute. This was the month, May 16th, 1966, that it was released, and so we are celebrating. Paranormal Playgrounds is celebrating Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys with Pet Sounds, one of the greatest rock and roll albums ever made. Pet Sounds is very important to Paranormal Playground Sounds because it has inspired me so much to get to this point where I can talk about spirituality and music. Pet Sounds was a album in which Brian Wilson had said, when Brian Wilson was making Pet Sounds and the whole Smile album, he said he was going to make songs that the world, people were going to pray to, and boy was he right. Boy was he right. He was absolute spot on about this, because I have used Pet Sounds as a spiritual guide, and it's taken me here. It's taken me here to this unprecedented place where Paranormal Playground Sounds is. This has never been done before. There's nothing like this, and the spirit world has never, ever been exposed to anything like this. So it is beautiful. It is magical. And I am so grateful to be here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon with you and exploring the world of sound through the psychic world. And I love you, Brian. And just wanted to add in my journey being able to talk to Dennis Wilson and Carl Wilson, the two brothers deceased of the Beach Boys. And Dennis Wilson is... Carl and Dennis both have been very much by my side through this journey. They are always with me. They're always surrounding me. They're always giving me signs that they're around. But most of all, I remember having this dream, and I remember I was on hiatus with Paranormal Playground Sounds, and I wasn't doing the show for a while because I had to focus on other things. And I remember clearly Carl coming into my dreams, and he was just like, we really like your show, and we really need you to start it up again. We really want to, we want to be a part of it. We like how, you know, you incorporate us in this so much. And I was like, I love having you. I thank you for being my guide and my spirit and always being here for me and helping me. So I have so many endless stories about my encounters and communication with Carl and Dennis Wilson. And it's endless. And today I just feel very, very loved and surrounded by their influence. And I'm just so grateful to have known Pet Sounds, to be able to connect with it. So if you're out there listening and you've never heard this before, I hope your ears are just being awakened and being blessed with the sounds of Pet Sounds. So here we go with Sloop John B. This is one of their hits off of this, like many others, like God only knows, and Wouldn't It Be Nice. But this is I love Sloop John B. It's a different, unique essence, and it's a nautical feel, and it gives you a feel of being on the sea in a very drunken, silly way. This is everybody's favorite, so you've got to appreciate Sloop John B. Here we go.
We come on this Sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail.
I've ever been lost.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Knows what?
Are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host DJ Boston Medium Mariah on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Flow. We're playing the whole Pet Sounds tribute in these beautiful, glorious 2 hours, and you have the opportunity to call in 855-915-9636. Look up the numbers on the website, livestreamwmfo.org, to call in anytime and get your free live medium reading within these 2 hours. Spirit and Universe has extended it 2 hours so you guys can call in. Woohoo! Yeah! I just wanted to add, I love that song in Here Today in the Pet Sounds where they're talking. There's talking in the back. And if you've ever seen the movie Love and Mercy about the Brian Wilson story about his mental health issues, you can see in that part when they're recording and Brian Wilson they're recording that and Mike Love goes, is there talking in the back? And he's like, yeah. And he was just like, what? And he's like, what? He wasn't understanding his genius. It was amazing. I've always loved that. It was like the talking in the back, like, ugh. I love this. Pet Sounds is just so raw and pure. So we got a couple of more tracks from the Pet Sounds. We got about 3 more tracks from the Pet Sounds. And I hope you're enjoying the 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host. And so it's time right now to go. It's PSA time, so get ready. Okay, go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequent use device that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be rechargeable hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There you go. Save some energies. Green State, Massachusetts, Boston, Green City, representing. Gotta love it. So stay tuned and stay tight for some more paranormal stories, some more psychic vibes, some more psychic vibrations. This is good. No, I just have to say, I love it. I love it's going to be weekly. I love that it's going to be 2 hours. I literally feel like I'm in a playground. I just feel like the possibilities are endless with this in this 2 hours here. So intimate with you guys on WMFO. I really am. I'm really excited. And I'm excited for the summer. And I'm excited for the summer schedule. And this is really amazing. So thank you, universe. And thank you, angels. I'm in high gratitude and happy and just really feeling good. And I hope you can catch some of this. And I hope I can, you know, it can get contagious to you. So tune in. I want you to get contagious happy. Is that a freaking word? It's called contagious happy. Here we go with Pet Sounds.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind.
There you have it. That was Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys. We played that entire album. I'm really happy. I'm really happy right now. I just have to tell everybody. Oh, I love that. I love that album so much, and I love the Beach Boys. They've done so much for me in my life, and I'm so grateful that I get a radio show where I can express that and I can play their music and share that music with you guys, because it really changed my life. Beach Boys changed my life. 10, 11 years old, when I heard their stuff for the first time, I was just, I was in awe. You know what's funny? It's so funny when sometimes you hear things for the first time, it doesn't catch you, but then it takes a couple of years and then you hear it and then it sounds different. So like, I'm sure I've heard the Beach Boys before, in my childhood, and it never really, I always liked it, but it didn't struck me to that, like, oh, heartstrings, like, strike. Like, you know when you fall in love for the first time in your life? It's like, it's kind of like that. It's like I had this romance, and I fell in love with their music, and it was like, you know, it literally was like when you fall in love for the first time. And I just wanted to share, I don't know if you've seen that movie with John Ritter called Problem Child. It was made like in the 90s. Oh my god, so see it if you haven't. It's hilarious. It's about this bad kid this really bad kid who he adopts, and they had the song called Problem Child. They made the song, I think, specifically for that song, and it was called Problem Child. And it was like, who wants to grow up? Who wants responsibility? Ooh-wee. You know, I'm gonna play that song. It's like, who wants to show up and work until you're 93? Oh no, not me. It's so doo-wop-y and 50s. It's great. It's so typical Beach Boys. Anyway, so that was at the end of the credits, and it's funny because that was my favorite movie as a child growing up. But for some reason, you know, when I was a child, it was just like, okay, that's the Beach Boys. It never struck a chord. By the time I was like 11, and I think, you know, going through adolescence and puberty and all that stuff, you have emotions and you're processing things a lot differently. And it's interesting how you process music differently going through adolescence and going through puberty and hormonal changes, as opposed to when you are a child and things are different. So, as a child, I've always been a fan of doo-wop and 50s music. That's my whole life. That's since I came out of the womb. And so by the time I was 11, and I heard that song, it sounded different. There was notes and there was chords that I was open to. There was a consciousness that I was open to at that age, going through hormonal changes, going through from the time that I was 11 and 10 through the time I was 5, there's, or 6 or 7 or 8, you know, there was a definite change in the way I was hearing things, and this has to do with my psychic development. So my psychic senses were developing. As I'm growing older, your psychic senses develop, and a lot of your psychic senses have to do auditorily too. So I'm all senses. I'm, you know, with auditory, kinesthetic, and visual, all of it, all this, and smell, all of, I have all of 5 senses in the psych, in the sixth sense with the psychic, you know, whatever, psychic, whatever. So by that time, sound was becoming very potent to me. By that time, as I was developing psychically, that's when sound was really, and music was really starting to become sharp. And I was really starting to connect and starting to understand more of the spirit world through sound was at adolescence. And so when, but, and I fell in love with Beach Boys. So I talk about this strongly because I've never fell in love with, I've fallen in love with plenty of music, plenty of artists, plenty of sounds, to where, you know, they, I have my own place for them, and it's a different connection. But Beach Boys has got to be the most sound that I have resonated with more in my life than any other sound. So, you know, it's like when you find your soulmate and you find your twin flame and you find your other half. So it was like, I was starting to notice these tones. And then I remember, you know that moment where it hits you and you're like, oh, and you're just like, that I'm in love feeling was Surfer Girl. That's when it was, it really hit me that there was a romance, that there was a obsession, that there was a connection, that there was, my life was going to change when they were in their striped suits on VH1 playing Surfer Girl. And my soul just completely melted as I was sitting watching the TV. The sounds, like the Surfer Girl sound, it was just like, oh my goodness, I need somebody to carry me out in a stretcher. I've lost all control. Like, I'm in a different realm. And ever since then, I'm still in love. I'm still amazed, I'm still enamored, I'm just still in awe by what they do and by Brian Wilson. So thank you so much, and thank you for their spirits continuously. And what would happen after that, I would not even believe that I could, that they could be my guides and turn into my guides and turn into my angels. And that is the reality of what's happening. I would like to play Surfer Girl if I can find it, so you guys understand what's going on. So the last couple of 15 minutes, we got some jazz. I wanted to put some jazz in and get happy. And because, you know, during that time era, jazz is very upbeat and happy. And like I said, I was very inspired to play the Jungle Book and the whole jazz theme. And it's really, I feel like it's good music to get uplifted. And I feel like that's something we all need. We all definitely need. I mean, I'm looking at the social media. I'm looking at y'all social medias, okay? I'm looking at this. And I don't look. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's got to do with what's going on in the news. So, yeah. God, we need some light, some happy, some smile. We just need it. We just need non-serious. So this is good. I'm going to be playing some Louis Armstrong with Jeepers Creepers. Tommy Dorsey. Oh, Tommy. That's a plenty. And we got some Mills Brothers. We got Shirley Temple. We need Shirley Temple. Judy Garland, Get Happy. Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra. Here we go. Thank you.
jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beavers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, had to get my ties. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers, boy? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Guys, all get up, I think it's so little. Gosh, all get them, boy. I get that size. Golly gee, oh, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those people, boy? Oh, those weepers, have they hypnotized, yes. Where'd you get those eyes?
darling, please wait for me till then. No matter when it will be, one day I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams will live though we are apart. Our love I know we'll keep in our hearts till then. When all the world will be free, please wait for me. Although there are oceans we must cross and mountains that we must climb, I know every gain must have a loss. So pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait till. Cross and mountains that we must climb. I know every gain must have a loss. So pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait till then.
This is Paranormal Playground Sounds with DJ Boston Medium, your host, Mariah Ashley Piquet, here on 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh my God, it's been a blast, and I've been super happy, super excited now that the show is 2 hours and now that it's weekly for the summer schedule. Please tune in next Tuesday from 1 to 3. This is super fun. I loved it. I loved sharing everything about Pet Sounds and the Beach Boys and talking about their spirits and communicating with the Beach Boy spirits, communicating with Chris Cornell and celebrating Doris Day and all the wonderful jazz. Thank you so much. It's been magical. I cannot wait to see you guys next week and the possibilities. This truly is a playground. It truly is magnificent. Here is, I'm going to leave you with some Shirley Temple with Be Optimistic. And I want to do some, and hopefully maybe we can do some Judy Garland. Get happy. This has been magical. I will see you all next week. Stay happy, stay positive, stay healthy, and always be close to spirit. The angel is always near. 444 is the sign. 444 It's the sign of the angel. Watch out for them. Look out for them. They're all around us. Spirit is all around us, trying to help us and guide us. But mostly, they are here to set our wonderful, beautiful souls free. Now let's get optimistic.
Be optimistic. Don't you be a grumpy. When the road gets bumpy,